You're listening to SBS News.
More than 190 countries are meeting to discuss a convention on biological diversity. The two-week event in Geneva is part of preparation for a major conference in coming months in China that will try to adopt an international agreement on protecting biodiversity. Animals, plants and fungi across the world are under threat from habitat loss, pollution and climate change. Elizabeth Maruma-Mrema, the Executive Secretary of the Convention on Biological Diversity, says the COVID pandemic can be traced back to the way humans have encroached on the natural environment.
COVID has clearly demonstrated how biodiversity is important to us human beings, but also for the well-being of the planet. Because of expansive agricultural land, habitat destruction, deforestation, all have caused the human population to move closer to the wild areas or the animal kingdom, and we have interfered with their peace. As the result, the pathogens which are not harmful to the animals but harmful to human beings got transmitted to humans.
A target for the conference will be to protect and conserve at least 30% of the world's lands, inland waters and oceans to help prevent habitat loss, the overexploitation of nature by people and businesses, and the emergence of pathogens that thrive from upheaval in the environment. A typical example is the Bangangai Game Reserve in western Equatoria, in the southwest corner of South Sudan. Forest rangers patrol the reserve to stave off poachers and protect the game reserves. Their job is made all the more difficult amid a lack of resources and an increase in poaching since a fragile peace deal was signed in 2018 to end the country's five-year civil war. A lack of job opportunities is driving people to kill animals for money. Clement Bangunda works for Fauna and Flora International, which works in South Sudan, to help the Wildlife Ministry protect its parks.
They are destroying the natural river, and the animals are running. They are burning the bushes. Unnecessary burning, and then this is affecting the environment.
Herders in Finnish Lapland are already seeing climate change alter weather patterns and affect their herd's food supply. Tens of kilometres into the Arctic Circle, reindeer herder Anne Olila ventures into temperatures 25 degrees below zero to feed her herd. Her family has been herding reindeer longer than records exist, at least nine generations. She says climate change is putting the reindeer at risk.
At least 20, 30 years we have had winters getting more unstable, and especially early winters might have some snow and then rain and snow again, and it makes ice covers which reindeer cannot dig through, and they can't get food in the winter as well as they used to. And also summers are getting warmer. And reindeer is not very good handling heat. It cannot sweat, so it very easily overheat, and it might get hot. Summers might kill a lot of reindeer.
Experts at the Convention on Biological Diversity point to five drivers of biodiversity loss: changes to the use of land and sea, unsustainable exploitation through activities like agriculture, climate change, pollution, and the spread of invasive alien species into new habitats. They say, indirectly, unsustainable production and consumption also play a role. Elizabeth Maruma-Mrema says action has to be taken now before it's too late.
People's awareness on the importance of biodiversity has increased because everybody now talks of, it is because of animals that's why we are getting sick. So we need to be careful. One, two, we also know that biodiversity loss is primarily caused by our actions on nature. So basically each individual has a role to play to change our actions. Is it our eating habits? Is it our consumption, our production? All these have to change.
The two-week meeting in Geneva, delayed for 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic, will be the last gathering of its kind before a major conference in the coming months in China that will try to adopt an international agreement on protecting biodiversity. But any prospects of global unity on the issue of biodiversity may have been dented by diplomatic fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Alan Lee, SBS News.